Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So let's talk about the science behind autism. My guest is Dr. Shauna Young. She has a PhD, and she's a certified traditional naturopath and is the owner and medical director of the Assertive Wellness Research Center. It's out there in Colorado. To date, her center has seen thousands of clients from every U.S. state and several foreign countries. She serves as the chief medical advisor for the No Harm Foundation, which is a nonprofit formed with the primary goal of releasing this vastly important information with the intent of ushering in a new paradigm in research and providing real help for countless suffering children and adults. She's written a couple of books. One was called If Naturopath Are Quacks, Then I Guess I'm a Duck, and Erasing Autism, the Spectrum Balance Protocol. Dr. Young, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Young, I don't think you're a duck. I think you're much more than that.
You know, it's so funny. If people call you something for, length of time, it's like, I may as well own this.
Right? I love it. Good for you. Just roll with it, right? Yeah, that's great.
Exactly.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna start off doing so. I do this, Dr. Young, every maybe 20 shows or so, I do have some, autism expert come on. I've had medical doctors on. I've had psychiatrists, psychologists, I've had, research scientists, and I usually like to ask them one thing. I kind of put you on the spot, but don't freak out. I just like to see what the experts' opinions are. We've seen, obviously, a substantial increase in the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorders. And let's both agree right now, it's multifactorial, but if there was one thing out there, one thing that you think is the main culprit behind all this, what, in your opinion, is it?
Diet. Our diet has so vastly changed over time. It used to be that people, it's funny because you hear people talk about eating health food or eating organic food or eating those kinds of foods. And, our parents just called it food, because everything was organic. Everything was, my mom and I were actually just discussing that because
they didn't have those categories, right?
Right, exactly. And we were talking about that. And when you look at the meteoric rise of autism, and not only of autism, but of all kinds of neurological issues and, what's considered to be kind of psychological issues, like schizophrenia and bipolar and things like that, these are all having these meteoric, rises. And so when you really look at it, the only thing that we all have in common is that we eat, because some people that live, up on top of a mountain somewhere, or, I've had tons of people come to me that were eating all organic food, all non-processed food and all of that, but their kids still had autism.
Yeah.
Dr.
Young, I'll tell you, and having, I really don't know how many autistic experts I've had on the show. You're probably the maybe sixth or seventh one, and they all either say toxins or diet, right? And when you look at countries, underdeveloped countries or developing countries that don't quite have the industry that we do, that actually have cleaner food in some cases, maybe not as much, but cleaner food, you don't see the brain disorders, the mood disorders, the autistic disorders like you do in the West.
That's
right?
Very true.
Yeah.
Let's talk about areas that are extremely developed, then you get the autism rise. Diet, I think, is the main thing. I think environmental toxicity has some to do with it as well. Like you said, it's never one thing. It's always the perfect storm.
Yeah.
But I do feel that is the main cause.
Yeah, so you talk a lot about, maybe I should rephrase that. You've written about iron and manganese. Right? So tell us about that connection there.
Okay. Iron and manganese share the same receptor sites in the brain. So they're supposed to be balanced. If you think about it like, musical chairs, that the iron is in five of the seats and the manganese is in five of the seats, and that's how it's supposed to be. But when people are eating too much phytate in their diet, and phytates come from grains primarily, so most of the stuff that people would eat for breakfast, like, toast or waffles or pancakes or something like that, those are going to be loaded with phytate. What the phytate does is it chelates out the iron that you're eating for the day. So it basically erases any of the iron that you're taking in. So those iron receptor sites that are supposed to be balanced with the manganese are now open because you're not absorbing any iron. The manganese gets into those open receptor sites and causes extreme sensory overload. So this is where the symptoms come from.
Let me back up for a sec, though, Dr. Young, because so you were talking about, so there's stuff in grains called phytates, correct?
Correct.
And these compounds, in a sense, chelate out the iron. So is this why sometimes, and more, I should say, even as a medical doctor, when I look at basic blood work of adults, for instance, because they are eating more grains and stuff, I'm starting to see more and more, literally over the past 5 years, let's say, more and more slight iron deficiency anemias.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a connection common there? Because that's been written up in some journals before. Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, I hear it all the time with the kids. They say, oh, my kid is so, anemic. He's so low in iron. It's like we give him tons of iron supplements, but, he just never seems to get his iron level up. Because the phytates will chelate not only iron that's in food, but iron that's in a vitamin. So it's almost impossible when you're eating grains to get your iron up.
You gave a name to this. There's a certain syndrome, mm-hmm. correct, in your book. What's the name of that?
We call it the Menifee syndrome. That was the MN for manganese and FE for iron, indicating that balance. But it's a new name, but it's not new science. I have found research going back to, the 1960s, a lot of research, but this goes all the way back. High manganese or manganism was actually diagnosed right around 1900 as being a problem.
Wow.
An English physician found that the local manganese miners had a lot of issues that, ataxia, bad memory, nightmares, all these sort of symptoms that they were having and attached it to the high manganese. But at the end of all of these research, if you look at the No Harm Foundation website, we've got science, all kinds of cases. But at the end of all of these, it says, well, this needs more research, but nobody ever really actually did it. So when I started looking at high manganese, there's plenty of science to look at.
Well, in your treatment experience, if we correct that imbalance, if we, going back to your analogy of the musical chairs, right? If we get mm-hmm. five irons and five manganese, what's the result? What's the outcome that we see in kids with autism?
It erases the symptom. That's why the book is called Erasing Autism, because this is just, think of it, I know I use metaphors a lot, but it helps when you're working with as many people as I do. If you break your arm, you put a cast on your arm, okay? And then the arm heals inside of the cast. Then you take the cast off and the arm is healed. That's what we're doing with this diet. The kids are dealing, and adults too are dealing with these symptoms. So we give them this diet, which gets the manganese out of the chairs and puts iron into the ones that it's supposed to, and it erases the problem. So if you look in the book, there's 26 case studies, and I tried very hard to make it go across the entire autism spectrum, so that people would understand that we're not just talking about autism here. We're also talking about ADD, OCD, all of those kinds of things.
Okay.
When you take away what is causing the high sensory overload and causing the symptom, then it very often takes away all of the symptoms.
Yeah. So the book is Erasing Autism: The Spectrum Balance Protocol, and we're going to talk more specific about that protocol coming up. The website is noharmfoundation.org. Her name is Dr. Shauna Young, and stick around. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.